Well, that's the first time I've heard Jimmy Martin sing that song, and just did it like everyone else does. Just sounds like a jam session, doesn't it? Band all joining in and Jimmy singing with his inimitable style. That's a big word for this time of the day, isn't it? Let's hear from the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Always been one of my favourite bands. They just managed to put things together beautifully. Alan O'Brien on banjo, Pat Enright on guitar, Gene LeBeer is on the bass of this album, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and Roland White on mandolin. The mandolin players swapped. It was Roland White or Mike Compton, and they took turnabout really, and both did made great contributions to the music in their own particular style. Jerry Douglas is playing some dobro, and he produced the album, so that's great. It's got some excellent songs. We're going to hear two of them, one after the other. Waiting for the Hard Times to Go, that's also the name of the CD, and Kansas City Railroad Blues, and the Nashville Bluegrass Band sound like this.
My name, it don't matter. You don't know me no how, but I wish you would listen to what I'm saying now. I need someone to talk to, but I want you to know I ain't putting you down, but I don't like this town. Just waiting for the hard times to go.
that is some seriously good picking from the Nashville Bluegrass Band. And that tune, I think he was playing out of D-Shapes, Alan O'Brien on banjo. That is just the way I would love to have been able to play it. I really like the way he expresses himself on the banjo. Oh, I'm going to hear from a band that only did one album, and the band is called Here Today, and there's a neat little story about that name for the band. Here Today is kind of an inside joke amongst bluegrass musicians. It's a frequent verbal tag used by Bill Monroe at the beginning of his stage shows. The bluegrass boys are glad to be here today, and he said that Bill Monroe accent, not a New Zealand accent. And it was a tribute to the influence of Mr. Monroe that this group of all-star musicians chose this name for their band and their only album. Carter Stanley wrote the song Lonesome River, and this performance features the band. Young Vince Gill singing lead, Herb Peterson playing banjo, David Grisman on mandolin doing the harmony parts, Jim Buchanan playing fiddle, and Emery Gordy Jr. Playing his bass. Here they are, Here Today. The band is Here Today, playing Lonesome River, and it sounds like this.
Sit here alone on the banks of the river. Thank you.
reckon Carter Stanley would have seriously approved of that version of his song. Here Today, that was a great band. Young musicians all got on to excellent things. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and the show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media. A big shout out to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. The show is syndicated amongst a whole bunch of the access radio stations. So somewhere in New Zealand, most nights you can possibly hear Back Porch Bluegrass being played, usually late at night in the depths of the night. So I hope that I can accompany you in the quiet times of the evening somewhere in New Zealand. Also in Canadian access radio shows, New Zealand has a deal with Canada where we swap some of our shows produced in our community radio stations, and Back Porch Bluegrass is one of the shows that gets exchanged, and I know it gets played in several stations in Canada. So hello to all the Canadian listeners. Great to be able to share my music with you from right down here in the Southwest Pacific to you guys right up north. Also in the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio, Southern Brides Bluegrass Gospel Show also take Back Porch Bluegrass, so we get around, and lots of people listen on podcasts as well. I thank you very much for tuning in and allowing me to share your day. All the music that I play comes from my shelves. I've got all these shelves of CDs, mostly that I've bought or borrowed or begged and borrowed from friends and bought in op shops and all sorts of places. And quite often I play music from my LP collection as well. So really it's just like you come home and I'm playing your music that I think you might like. So that's the basis of Back Porch Bluegrass. Anyway, here I am playing with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. This was recorded in 1997. Alan Rhodes wrote the song and a singing lead, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, me on banjo, David Calder on mandolin, and Jeremy Trenwith, my oldest son, was playing bass and doing the baritone harmony. And it's a song called Sweet Love.
And carries me along this friendly highway to the place I thought I never would return. Gone are the days of wandering the back roads and the byways. Today has surely got to be the best I've ever known. Past the fields of green, the yellow corn and the midday sun, swaying in the breeze so lazily. The girl I love is closer now, it's her I'm gonna see. Back in the arms of my sweet love is where I wanna be. Hey, I wanna go here, I go get back to the arms of my sweet love. Hey, I wanna go here, I go get back to the arms of my sweet love. Picking up speed, I'm on my way, I'm nearly there. Fair to say, my love, I haven't got a care. Well, it's been a long and winding road, but it's worth the waiting time. Those lonely days, I've left them far behind. I'll soon be with the girl I love, I'll soon be by her side. Happiness can sometimes be so very hard to find. Hey, I wanna go here, I go get back to the arms of my sweet love. Hey, I wanna go here, I go get back to the arms of my sweet love. Speed, I'm on my way, I'm nearly there. Fair to say, my love, I have. sweet love. Hey, I want to go here, I go again, back to the arms of my sweet love. Hey, I want to go here, I go again, back to the arms of my sweet love.
My Sweet Love. Alan Rhodes wrote that. He's having a little bit of hard time at present with his health and is having some fairly serious back surgery in a few weeks' time. So I'd like you all to think about Alan. His contribution to the music has been superb, writing songs and playing rhythm guitar, very driving rhythm guitar, and being the anchor man in the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. So many of you throughout New Zealand and Australia will have seen Alan play. So think about him having the surgery, and let's hope he comes out of it feeling much better. Let's hear from Irish Dement again. This is the title track of that album that from which I played the tracks before. It's one called Infamous Angel.
Sold my wild oats, and now the fun's all gone.
Iris DeMent, Infamous Angel. It's time for a gospel song on Back Porch Bluegrass, and there's no one better to do it than the Stanley Brothers. Here they are with Angel Band.
My latest son is sinking fast, my race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past, my triumph is begun.
I know Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did a version of that. We did a whole lot slower and a bit more gentle, but I quite like the Stanley's approach these days. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the show. There's been a real mixture of bluegrass music on there, and there must have been something there that you liked, surely. Let's take it out with Matt Ledbetter, fine dobro player playing the Lonesome Road Blues. Tune in again next week if you get the opportunity. See ya.
We are diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. Sandpipers, like these sanderlings at the beach, are hunched over, probing industriously, as if drilling for oil. But sandpiper bills are far more than drills. Many sandpipers have sensitive nerve receptors in their bill tips, so they can find unseen prey through touch, odor, and pressure changes. And so they feed even at night. The variety of bill sizes and shapes among the sandpipers is astounding. The long-billed curlew sports a slender, down-curved bill that may reach 9 inches long. With such a tool, the curlew can probe deeply in the mud for marine worms or snatch a grasshopper from deep in the grass. At the other extreme of bill length, the turnstone lives up to its name. Using its short, stout bill as a crowbar, a turnstone turns aside rocks and mats of dried seaweed in search of small crustaceans. Those sandpipers with long, straight bills, such as dowitchers, are often described as stitching. As the bird probes for food, its beak moves rapidly up and down like the needle on a sewing machine. April brings many thousands of sandpipers to Delaware Bay on the Atlantic coast and Grays Harbor and San Pablo Bay on the Pacific. These and other such wildlife refuges are crucial to the migration of these fascinating birds. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.